Good morning. We are continuing Maseches Peah. Last week we finished the sixth parak. We are up to the seventh parak of Maseches Peah. We are continuing to talk about the halachas of Shikra. We mentioned that Shikra applies to trees, it applies to grain, it applies to vegetables. And this parak starts off discussing halachas of Ilanos, and specifically talking about Zaysim. Mishnah Aleph in Parak Zayin says, Kol Zayis. Shiesh lo shem basada, any olive tree that has a particular name in the field, it's a known tree, the halacha is, afilu kezayas hanatufa b'shaitai, u'shechach ene shikha. So the word afilu really doesn't belong here, it's a mistake. It's just giving an example of a kezayas hanatufa b'shaitai, it was a specific tree. Natufa, there are different pshat in the Rishonim, different explanations of what natufa means, either it just means that it gives off a lot of oil, or it was the name of a place. But the bottom line is that it was a known tree in the field. The halacha is, if you leave that tree behind, if you forget to cut it down, the time that you're cutting down all the rest of the olives, eino shikha does not have halacha of shikha. Mishnah goes on to explain that it has to have certain requirements to be able to be considered a tree that has its own name. Medvar memurim, when are we saying this? When does this apply? Bishmo, ubemaisav umkamo. It has to have a name, it has to have something particular about the way that it behaves, and it has to be have a specific location where it can be identified. Bishmo, what does it mean? Bishmo, so it gives like some kind of nickname that the tree had. This tree was either called the Shevchoni or the Beishani, either that it gave off a lot of oil, or that it was actually a weak tree, but the bottom line is, it had a particular name to the tree. B'maisav, what does maisav mean? It means shu osa harbi. It was known that this tree was his tree that was planted well, it always grew well, it always had a lot of fruits coming from it, so it has a particular name, it has an identifying action that the tree takes. And bimkomo, what does it mean? Bimkomo means it's in a place, shu'omer b'tzad agas, either it's at the side of the press, oh, b'tzad apirza, next to the opening of the fence. Ushar kol zesim. Now in any other olive tree, which does not have these requirements, Shnayim shikha, like we learned in the past. If you leave over two, then it has a lach of shikha. Shlosha, once you hit three, it's too much. No longer has a lach of shikha. Rabbi Yossi Omer, shikha l'zesim. Rabbi Yossi disagrees altogether, and he says zesim are too chashiv, they're too important, and therefore there's never going to be a lach of shikha when it comes to olives. And in any case, if you leave olives behind, the aniyim will not be able to take it. We do not paskin like Rabbi Yossi. Mishnah Beis continues, Zayis, Shenitza Oime Ben Shalish Shuris Shal Shnei Malbanim. There are two pshatim what this means, but literally it translates as, if you have an olive tree which stands between three rows of two rectangles, Malbain means a rectangle or a brick, so either it means you have three rows of olive trees, and in between both of them, you'll have a triangle of something else growing, or it means it's kind of like a ches. You have like a triangle on the top, triangle on the two sides, and in the middle of that, you'll have an olive tree. But the bottom line is that the way, at least the Bartanura and others understand this Mishnah, is that what happens is it gets concealed, and it's hard to see it from every place where you're standing. So we learned earlier that if you have anything which is hidden either under straw or somebody was standing in its place, so therefore the owner didn't see it. But the point is, it wasn't really forgotten. It was concealed from the eyes of the one who was cutting down whatever it was at that point in time. It does not have a din of shikha. So here, Mishnah is saying, if you have this olive tree which was concealed, shechach, and you forgot it, ain't no shikha, does not have a lach of shikha, because it was concealed. Zayis sheyesh bo sasayim shechacha o neshikha. Similar to what we learned in the previous parak, if you have sasayim, if you have too much, which is left behind, no longer has a lach of shikha, therefore the aniyim cannot take it, it still belongs to the owner. Pameh devar mamurim, bizmach lo hiskobo. That only applies at a time when he did not start cutting down aloes from that tree. Avom hiskobo, if he already started taking that aloes from that tree, and he left others behind, afilu kezayis and atufa b'shaitong, u'shechacho, yesh lo shikha. Even the previous case which we mentioned in the Mishnah, the word afilu does belong in this Mishnah, because this is saying, even if it was a tree which had a particular name, it was a chash of a tree, Nevertheless, if you started cutting down from it already and you left in the middle, that indicates that you're done and you forgot it behind, and that would have a lacha shikcha. The Mishnah continues, Yesh kolzmach yesh lo tachtav yesh lo barosho. Any time you'll still have olives or whatever fruit it is in the bottom of the tree, you could still say that what's on the top of the tree is not yet forgotten. I'm still in the process of cutting down whatever it is on the tree. However, if you already took everything off the bottom and you only forgot things on the top, that would be shikcha. Rameir Omer, Mishachat Telech HaMechave. Meir says that there's a mechave. This is basically, they had a tool that they used to try to get all the olives out that may have been concealed or hidden inside different parts of the tree. So once he left, then it has a lacha of shikcha. As long as he is still there, or his tools are still there, then it does not have a lacha of shikcha. Again, we do not paskin like Rameir in this Mishnah, and the lacha just is that it depends whether or not you have olives on the bottom of the tree, or whether you started, and again, if you didn't start, it would depend on whether it's a chashuv tree or not. We'll stop here at Mishnah Gimel. Have a wonderful day.